experience. The conferences that I went to 25 years ago, I always enjoyed immensely, and it was always a great learning experience. And the people sitting here today, for the most part, are going to be the people that 25 years from now are going to be standing here. So what you learn, you're going to learn and carry forward into the next generation. I got interested in handwriting analysis quite by accident. I had had my wife's handwriting analysis a Christmas present. And the guy did such a good job that I said, here's another 50 to do mine. He barbecued me thoroughly. He did such a good job. I said, you know, I'd like to learn how to do that. What would you charge to teach me? He said, I charge 50 an hour for my time. I was wanting to run a little fat in the wallet that day, and I threw a couple of $100 bills on the table and said, when can we start? He said, pull up a chair. That's how I got involved in handwriting analysis. At that time, I owned my own business. I had 57 full-time employees. The business was doing about $1.5 million a year in business. I was making $100,000 a year and would have made that or better for the rest of my life. Sold the business so I could do this. That's how strongly it captured me. Took about a $75,000 a year cut in pay the first few years, which is hard to adjust down to that point, but I managed to get it done and survive. I have been doing research and encouragement and somewhat insistence. Some of the things that I've been doing research on, he said, we'd like for you to present this at the seminar. One of the most interesting things that I've ever discovered in handwriting analysis is that if a woman's pregnant, you can tell whether she's going to have a boy or a girl. And I thought, yeah, right. When I heard that the first time, I said, uh-huh. And you got tickets for Super Bowl for $5 or something. You're selling, I'm not buying. However, what I found out was, you really can. I run about a 91 or 92% accuracy factor in this. And at the end of this sermon, you'll be able to do the same thing. When a woman becomes pregnant, you'll notice the second one where it says pregnant, you see the dot in the bottom of the O. Generally, it sometimes happens pretty quick, but generally you need to get into about the second month to get a good clear picture of it. Do what?
The second trimester or the second month?
Second month.
Okay.
Some of that stuff is trimester. Okay. And if it's a boy, after 4 or 5 months, that dot will go from the bottom up to the right. Yeah, up to the right. If it's a girl, the dot will move up to the left. Now, that just was mind-boggling to me, yes, to even conceive that, yes, that, but it's true. Has anybody experimented with this before? Anybody else?
No.
Well, this is.
Yes. Yeah, so how does that happen?
It's pregnancy.
There's an addition to the body that's going on. In the mid zone. And as to how it got there or why it got there, I'm not sure. But I do know that in about these time frames that dot does appear.
In the right.
In the right. Okay. Yeah. Now, I've exaggerated these a little bit so you'd be able to see them from the back of the room. But
how would you distinguish that from an injury dot?
Again?
How would you distinguish that from an injury dot?
Well, it kind of is the same. How can you distinguish that from an injury dot? I don't know that there's a distinction. It could, you know, if a woman's not pregnant and has that dot, then it's something else. It would be one way to distinguish it.
Going down to the third from the bottom, the twin boys,
there will be two dots. Twin girls, there'll be two dots. A boy twin and a girl twin, there'll be a dot on each side. When I was very early in my career, I'd been doing this for about 3 years, and I was doing a party. And I love to do parties. And it's a good money maker, And for me, it's more fun than almost imaginable. Those of you that have done parties know what I'm talking about. It is because you got people that are totally cold, and most of them know nothing about handwriting analysis. And when you start hitting them with the goodies, I get mouth dropped open. My God, how can you tell that to my handwriting? You must be some kind of psychic or something. Well, who are you? Well, I'm a handwriting analyst. The interesting story is that a lady came up and was bulbously pregnant. And we talked, and I talked a little bit about her and talked a little bit about her husband, both of them sitting there. And I said, you're going to be a boy or a girl? She said, well, we don't know. I hadn't had a sonogram. I said, would you like to know the date? And she said, well, how are you going to tell? I'm going to look at your handwriting. And I reached in my pocket and pulled out my little handy-dandy nifty-jifty, and if you don't have one of these, you should. Magnifying glass. Now, this gets up to about 15, 20 pounds. I mean, it's got some pretty, like a jeweler's loop. And I cranked down on that thing, and I said, a boy and a girl. I was excited. That's the first twin thing that I'd seen. I said, looks like you're going to have a boy and a girl. I looked up. Tears were rolling down this lady's cheeks. Oh, what have I done? And the husband said, oh, that's all right, honey. I am dying. And he finally looked up and he said, well, we had a boy and a girl, but we lost the little boy. But the little girl's healthy and doing fine. And then she said, but how in the world can you tell that in my handwriting? So I handed him my magnifying glass and showed him what to look for. It was astonishing. And since then, I have done lots and lots of predictions. One of them I did several years ago at a restaurant that I frequented. My wife and I went in and sat down, and this little waitress was just really sticking out bad. And I said, boy or girl? She said, I don't know. I couldn't afford a sonogram. I said, I got your sonogram right here. I had her write something for me. And I said, paint the room blue. Buy blue clothes, not pink. Oh, that's great. That's what my husband and I want. Okay. Forgot about it because I do those all the time. I'm like her. Anywhere I go, I'm analyzing handwriting. On purpose. It makes it easier for me to come back in the door the next time. I go into a restaurant and analyze the two or three of the servers. Oh, hi, Don, come on in. Instead of, who are you? And so there's a lot of ways you can use it. Back to my story. Didn't think anything else about it. And about 6 or 7 weeks later, I get a phone call. 3 a.m. The phone was on my wife's side of the bed. She picked it up and said, hello. Wasn't in a good mood at 3 o'clock in the morning. And said, yes, he's here.
It's a boy.
And I said, who is it? And she said, my wife said, who is it? I said to her, who is it? I don't know, some woman. Hello? Oh, you're right. It's a boy. And I said, I am so proud for you. Good luck, and I'll talk to you soon. Now, you know what the next question was?
Who was
that? I said, I have no idea who it was, but it was a boy. And I'm thinking, boy, what a bad time. Well, 2 or 3 weeks later, we went back into that restaurant, and she went back at work. And she said, oh, by the way, you were right. It was a boy. I recognized the voice. I said, I think you already told me that. She said, oh, God, I was hoping I dreamed that. I thought I dreamed that. She had my card in her purse and found it as she was still under the anesthetic and called. She was under anesthetic. She didn't have any idea what time it was. And she said, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I said, well, don't be, because I got it right. If I got it wrong, then you'd be embarrassed. Okay, any questions on how to do this?
Was that other couple's twins after all?
Well, yes, they admitted that it was one boy and one girl, that they lost one of them. Yes, ma'am.
When you say when the pregnancy or the
3 to 5 months, and then is it two to five more months before boys are done?
It starts moving up in the 2 to 5 month period. And generally, by 6 or 7 months, you got a good accurate picture. And if the baby doesn't turn, is that right? If the baby doesn't turn, they don't always, then it's a little more difficult to tell sometimes. But most of them turn. Yes, ma'am.
What letter is this? Is it just in the O?
Zero, O. I just have them write the number 10, 100, 1,000, and 10,000. And I have them write a couple of words like book, boom, and zoom. And I look at several. I don't just look at one for confirmation. And you'll just find you can have a lot of fun with that. And people will say, oh, she's the one that predicted my baby, or she's the one that knew that I was going to have a girl or a boy. It's part of my marketing plan. So, you know, if I meet somebody new, I hand them a card, I ask them what they do. Invariably, most of the time, they will ask what I do. Or if I hadn't handed them a card and I'm just talking to them, I ask what they do. Oh, what are you doing? Well, let me look and see what I'll admit to today. And I hand them a card. And the reaction I typically get is, handwriting expert, accurate forensic lab, even like on TV, CSI and all that. Yeah, just like that. That's stuff I do all day long. And it is. That's what we become if we're document examiners. We're doing the same thing. And you see handwriting experts on CSI and NCSI and those kind of... Most of the time, they've done a pretty good job about sticking to the reality of it within our... I realize it's Hollywood, and sometimes they do it a little bit more flamboyant out there, but most of the time on that particular issue, they've done a pretty good job about sticking with it. Lefty, how many lefties we got in here? Hold up in. Three? I can't believe that.
That's a low number, isn't
That's
it?
That's a low number.
That's amazing.
I would have figured 8 or 9. Okay. Left-handed people, and y'all three can confirm this, tend to cross their T's from right to left instead of left to right. Is that true?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Okay.
I did it one time. I don't anymore.
Okay. Who else was it?
From left.
Rick, you left-handed?
I'm left-handed. I write right-handed, but I write left-handed too sometimes.
Well, you're weird. I go to a restaurant a lot of time, and if I'm working on some paperwork, I'll be sitting eating with part of my left hand and right with my right hand. I've had people come up and say, you know, you're really strange. Okay, well, what have you noticed about me that was strange? Well, you're using both hands. Well, am I doing it wrong? I don't seem to have it all over here. I think it's a special group, Rick, that, you know, can use both hands.